Blog Talk Radio.
www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, you need to start it over and then go live.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Share our wisdom. Share our time. Share our talents. Share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is The Female. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about this issue. Online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directed to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325. And participate in this daily thing as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening. To our family in China, Xinhao, in India, Namaste, in Germany, Guten Tag, in Poland, Zimbabwe, in France, in Europe, in Spain, Hola, in Italy, Ciao, in Egypt.
We often get disconnected. But you know what? I've learned that grandparents have a right. And grandparents can fight and stand for their right to be with their children. Oh, Tamara.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery?
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death. Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African-Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African-American Psychic Trauma.
Well, well, well. That's why we have our CEO here with us. Sister Naima Latif. Yes. We're on mute. I have this new phone. It didn't show mute, but I had to fumble around. It said hide, right? So I pressed hide, and then it went to another screen, and sure enough, you were right from the very beginning. So I want to say to you, for those of who come in, really don't stray, don't go away. We're just going to do this so right. So we appreciate you being here with us. And we're going to just move right on.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face-to-face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com. for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you have a product or service? Take your business global and get new customers from around the world. Advertise on the Female Solution Radio Show. You may have a great product. You may even have a fantastic website. But how do you let people know you exist?
tell them. Promote your business on one of the most dynamic shows on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. You'll reach an enthusiastic audience of more than 100,000 loyal daily listeners with a specially designed 30-second ad that will drive customers directly to your website. We'll send you statistics as tracked by Blog Talk Radio to let you know the numbers and demographics of those hearing your advertisement. Your ad will run during the live 2-hour morning show from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be heard all day long by listeners who listen to the archived shows. You'll reach our worldwide audience on their laptops, iPods, iPads, and cell phones. Watch the orders for your product or service increase. Just go to our website, www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And click on the radio advertising page. Send us your words. We'll create a 30-second radio ad and watch your business increase worldwide.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back to Female Solution. I'm Mama Joy here, Reverend Mama Joy here, encouraging you to walk into your authority, you know. I declare you have to be around a little while before you realize that you got some power, you got some story, and how you increase it is by sharing. So, you know, I am really excited. You know, I want to thank my sister Naima. Yes, because
we are helping every time we share our own personal stories. And it's significant that this is a time to celebrate grandparents, because so many grandparents have had to step up and be the parents in the lives of children, because something happened in whatever emotional situation that the parents were not able to the job adequately, whether it was a substance abuse issue or just a financial issue or an emotional issue, whatever the case was, the parents and the grandparents had to do the job. And it's very challenging, especially in these times. There's so much that's evolving technologically, and grandparents are expected to be able to help with homework and all those things that might have really been overwhelming for them, and expected to have all kind of energy that you don't have in your 60s and 70s that you had in your 20s and 30s. So grandparents have often had to really do the job twice. They raised the children and they had to raise the children's children. And this had an impact, I think, for a lot of children who may have had to realize that their grandparents didn't always have the physical energy to go to a lot of the present games and parent meetings and all of that at schools, and it's a different experience when you're raised by your grandparents. And they love you, they do the best they can, but it's different. And sometimes it's better, because as a grandparent, you have wisdom that you didn't have in your own children. And sometimes you can correct mistakes you may have made with that first set of children, but you didn't realize your mistakes because you didn't have the wisdom. So it looks like we've got another wise grandmother joining us.
Is that Jacqueline? Is that?
Yes, this is Jacqueline Adore.
Oh, my gosh. I'm saying, is that Jackie? You got a whole new look.
Yes,
I sent you this link.
Yes, this is Jacqueline. Well, Asante Sama, thank you, my sister.
She just left an African dance. And you're a grandmom, right?
Grandmother.
See, that's what grandma's doing now, African dances and all kinds of things. You're not looking for the rocking chair. And she just came back from Africa. Thank you, Viata, for your comment, too. Yeah, it's a joy to be a grandma. And you say growing in more patience every day and wisdom. I tried to get four grandmamas picked today because the ones that committed, something had happened at the school and they went there. Every grandmother was hooking up with the grandchild, going to soccer, going to basketball, going to rugby, going, you know. And
that's what I'm saying. You have to be the one to do those things.
Mm-hmm,
and it really matters that somebody in the family be there for that child. So they realize if the mother or father can be there, they have to be there. Because you got to feel like somebody's there for you. And a lot of grandparents are doing that role. You know, another thing also, people are living longer. That has an impact. Well, so, you know, life doesn't end at 65 when they tell you you should retire. You've got another maybe 20 more years or 30 or 40 even before you finally exit.
But, you know, that's the beauty of this, because I know when I was coming up, once the person retired, they were gone in about 4 or 5 years because their whole world was tied up on their job. And now we understand that there's more to life than just a 9 to 5.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're just coming back from Africa. What are some of the things? Did you notice anything in difference in how they reared their children over there?
Oh, you know, there were so many things I learned from how they reared their children, and not just reared them, but how they engaged with them. So the children were free to play. They were free to be outside connecting with nature in the midst and with animals, the domesticated animals. I mean, and with at the water. I saw children in the water bathing, washing clothes. I saw children that were really and really connected to the soil and to the ground. And I mean, just the freedom and the liberation to play. It's something that I really had never experienced. Well, and the last time I saw that when I was a child, I mean, we had a lot of freedom to play. But I got to see it there in Africa, in all four countries that I visited. And what an experience. And the piece that I saw, the children, is the children were with the mother. I saw them carry them on their backs with their wraps, with the baby wraps. I mean, of ages, I would say toddler age, like 3 to 4 years old, with the mother. So they are with them learning the art and the skills of negotiation. That was powerful. So that tells me that children are not seen as a burden. They're not seen as, oh, my gosh, let me deal with these kids. You know, I got to go. I got to put my life on hold. I got to stop doing what I do. But no, bring them alongside and learn the skills and the art of connectivity, of family, of values. That's how the children learn values, is they are alongside the family. And there truly is a village. We use that word. We say that a lot. But I saw the village in action and the embodiment of the village.
Well, that's quite a testimony there, because I believe that we speak on the village, but we really don't know what it is. It's something that's to be cultivated. And I want you to know you're listening to The Voice, those of you who are on the Block Talk Radio, of Sister Jacqueline Adwoa. Okay, we got a new word. We got a new name.
Adwoa. It is a Ghanaian name, and it means Monday born.
Monday born.
All
right.
Monday born. And it matters.
It does.
And I just imagine if every child were to be given an opportunity to embrace an African name, what that could do for that child.
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, embrace a name gives some meaning to their name, because you know, that's another thing. We have children who have this beautiful sounding, but they don't have any meaning. And that's very important that we have meaning to our names.
Yes, absolutely. If I could say just a couple more things about
Sharon,
no leeway means pathfinder. And then Wakabote, I recently received my name from my tribe, which is the Bobe, Afro Obobe. Yes. Perfect. Wakabote means lover and beauty of nature.
Mm. Oh, wow. That is so beautiful. And, you know, I noticed that really many cultures outside of the Western culture always connect their names to nature or the deity, you know, or God, you know, something good and rich. And I think scripture will tell you about the power of a good name. You know, it's better than gold.
It's better than gold.
You know, and I've been thinking, too, of having a naming ceremony because I had a friend of mine, in fact, she'll be on here later. Her name was Lucretia, and it's a beautiful sounding name, but it's French for the creature. And so I'm going to turn it around. And then I had another friend, her name was Latrina, and that's French for toilet. So these beautiful sounding names, if you don't look into them, see what they mean, they're not something that you want to carry with you, you know what I'm saying? So I think we're going to find some of them and redo them, rethink them, you know, because it's really important that one has that. I see that we also have our 1 o'clock, Sister Lucretia Arna, who's in, and I want to bring you on here. Jacqueline, I'm just so excited. I'm going to have you on so you can share more about your experiences, and she's a poet. And she has a dynamic program, too, of encouraging women, particularly that hair. Oh, that's marvelous thing. And Lucretia, you're here. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm sorry I'm so late.
No, you're right. You're right on time. You're right on time. We're talking about grandparents. And she's a great grandparent. So I'm going to ask you if you all stick around after 1 o'clock because she's going to be telling her story. She's a great grandmother, and she's also a weightlifter. What's your face? Yeah. She's a great grandmother who decided to lift weights after she was 70 years old. And she's doing a good job. In fact, I was with her a couple of weeks ago at a tournament. And there she was with her little self picking up more weight than she weighed.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
Well, I think I'm on the right show now with the weightlifter.
Well, we carry weight in all different kinds of weights. Right, all kinds of weights.
So what's the highest weight you've ever lifted? 185. Wow.
Wow. And how much do you weigh, Lou?
120. Watch yourself.
I weigh 120 pounds. He weighs 120 pounds. I know you're tiny. I know that.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I won't even touch that. I won't touch that. And I see her partner is here too, Rhonda Glover.
Yes.
Okay, great. You're on too. Oh, you know what? This must be a girl's day today. Hello.
I made the cut.
Well, you all make sure that you all hook up your network so that they can come on here and chime in. So far, we got Deanna and Tamara, who's a grandmother. You know what? This is turning out just the way it's supposed to be. That's why sometimes you want to control everything, but when you just let it be and stay in the calm, I tell you, God works it out. God works it out. God works it out. Because Oh, wow. There she is, y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. And for those of you who are on the Block Talk, if you want to make a comment, please just press the 1 and join this conversation. Very good. We've got some coming on. If you are here, please just press 1 and join this conversation right now. We've got a board full of grandmamas of all sorts. And I tell you, this is really working out fine. So right earlier we were discussing Grandparents Day, and I was with my friend. She went to school. Actually, it was Grandparents Day, and she wanted to cover for her daughter, too. She said, well, he's not going to have anybody there because his mother has to work. And so I said, well, I'll go with you, too. And so, you know, I went only to understand, coming to a deeper understanding of the importance of intergenerational relationships. As Jacqueline was saying earlier today, that when she visited Africa, the children were involved in everything. In fact, the greetings over in Africa, they don't say hello for many countries. They'll say, and how are the children? Because if the children are all right, they know everything is okay. So it's a totally different culture because they understand and value legacy. And that's something that we, as Americans, we're looking for someone else to teach us, but some way or another we forgot and didn't value the lessons that we engaged when our grandparents were there, because I was in the soil planting. We were cooking and all these kind of things, and I was just looking in a different direction. And when you look at a different direction, the spiritual says, you can't pile state if you're looking back. You know what I'm saying? We got to understand that we are moving towards a better life, and so we learn connecting with each other, all the generations together. We're all one link. So right now we're going to go back to our sponsors. Just give us another minute, and then we're going to introduce you to our second half of our show, Sister Rhonda Glover and Sister Arno, Sister
Lucretia
Arno, our weightlifters, and their partners and accountability partners in what they do. Let me know that we're not here to be by ourselves. So as soon as we finish with that commercials, we'll be right back here. Don't stray. Don't go away. Just stay right here. Okay? Great.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
All right, let me cover the notes of you who are online. You've got our second Saturday show.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. press 1 to speak to our host, or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com.
Hello, Health Champions. Today I want to talk about cholesterol, because the way we have been understanding and dealing with cholesterol in the last 50 years is one of the greatest health disasters of all time. And there's this huge...
And I'm going to stop that right now. That was an error that I made there. I tell you, that is something that we don't want. I lost the sound. Okay. All right, I'm going to ask the guests, if you all would mute, just look at the bottom of your screen and press the mute button until we get back.
Hi, I'm Mama Joy.
And I'm Reverend Rosemary.
Join us every second Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time, here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show for Neighborship of Joy.
We'll have powerful conversations inviting women to walk in the light.
So call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak to the host.
You can also join us live on the Female Solution Facebook page.
Jerome, can you hear the commercials
on
YouTube? What's happening with the sound on YouTube?
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Thank you. You know what? We've got, I'm like an octopus. They got all kinds of different things going on. We got the Block Talk Radio. We got the YouTube. We got the, and then we got the StreamYard. And I just feel like I don't have enough hands. And Naeem was there too. But you know what? I'm just enjoying the spirit of and the willingness for you all to just work with us on this, because we're at something that we are going to have to, well, no, you don't have to do anything, but learning and understanding that everything starts off small. So I want to thank Jackie for coming on and sharing with us for a little while there. And we have Sister Rhonda Glover here and Sister Arna here. Now, I don't know why Jackie calling me from someplace else. But anyway, I can't take that because I'll be taking off Block Talk Radio. Can't do that. I've got one phone. So, so I tell you what, we're just going to take it right on here and introduce you to Sister Arna, Lucretia Arna. Can we put her back up and give us just get a little shot at some of the things going on here? And Rhonda, you look like a teenager there, girl.
Thank you.
All that energy. So, and great-grandmamas. That's right, great-grandmamas. We're not going to forget about the great. Well, we do have a great-grandmama. So can the great-grandmama take the stage and tell us a little something about herself? How many grandchildren, how many great-grandchildren do you have? This is our weightlifter and her partner, Rhonda Glover. And I just want to welcome you ladies here to the Female Solution, which is representative of the grandmamas, the new grandmamas of 2024, a long way from sitting waiting on the rocking chair. It really is something. I had a lady, when I had a marriage, which was real rocky, you know, and then I was by myself and I was boo-hooing over how life had treated me, how unfair things were. And she said to me, she said, "Baby, don't worry about it." She said, "Just go on and ask the Lord to let you live just long enough to raise your children. And when they get grown, then you can just go on to heaven back to the Lord. That's all we're supposed to do. Have these children and then go on to the Lord because our work is done." And I think about that. Every now and then I think about it. You are what you believe. And if you've been trained that way, you've been taught that way, you've been inundated that way, then that's what life is. So somehow we have broken through glass ceilings and barriers that we might not even aware existed, let alone consciously having something like that put on us. So I just want to applaud you, ladies. I went to that weightlifting and I said, okay. And I also learned that weightlifters live 9% longer, anywhere from 9% to 22% longer than non-weightlifters. So when I looked that up, I said, well, maybe I will try it.
She's a weightlifter and not a grandmother yet, but, you know, she's got big trophies for powerlifting.
Well, all right then. Which one of you all want to start it off? Thank you. And for those of you who are on the lines, the audio, you can call us 515-605-9325. Or you can call us at 727-731-5192. And Mario Ponce is here. And he says, "Hey, Chef. Hey, Super Luke. Superstars in the house. Love them both. Oh, y'all got a fan club. Thank you, Mario."
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, wow. Great. And for those of you,
I don't know what to do with all this notoriety. But first of all, let me say this. First of all, to Reverend Wood, Joy Wood, I want to say thank you for even thinking about myself and Rhonda. And when you called me, I immediately said to myself after I talked with you, I said, okay, well, I'm going to need to call Rhonda because I haven't been on this journey by myself. We were hooked up together in the gym by trainer as well as the owner of the gym. And so we've been together for 10 years, maybe more than that.
Wow.
And I know we've probably gotten tired of each other. She goes her way some days and I go my way some days. But we're always giving accountability to each other. You know, we'll call and say, well, I'm not feeling the gym today, or I've got something to do. But the main thing is that we have always been considerate and understanding of each other. So when she can't go, that doesn't mean I can't go, even if I don't do anything but go and walk on the treadmill. So it's a dedication to what you enjoy, if I can put it like that. It's a dedication to what you enjoy. If you enjoy doing something, then you'll go out of your way to get it done. The other thing I want to say right quick is to Joy. And I was so dumbfounded on last Saturday. We had our meet. And I looked up, and she and her husband and her brother walked through the door. I could not know what to say other than, what are you doing here? And I thought about it later. I said, duh, what is she doing here? To see you. But that was just such an honor, and that just made me lift even better.
Hey, I tell you, I was going to make you. Thank you, thank you.
Yes, yes, you did. And I mean, I heard you, and I know you always have a lot on your plate. So I really wasn't expecting you. being a great grandmother, I want to say this right now. Just got to tell this quick story. Maybe every other week, I have to get up like 4:35 and take care of my great-granddaughter. I take her to nursing. Last Tuesday, I had to go to the doctor. I had a doctor's appointment. Make a long story short, she's been to the doctor with me before. But on this day, the doctor walked in, and she always has conversation with Bree. We call her Bree. And so she walked in the office, and she said, good morning, young lady. How are you? Bree says, I'm fine. And she says, do you know this young lady here, referring to me? And she said, yes, that's my granny. She calls me granny. She calls me grandma. She says, that's my grandma. She says, oh, okay. Well, can I have your grandmother? And she said, no, get your own. the doctor says to me, she says, okay, that's the end of my day. I don't think I can see anybody else today.
Get your own, granny.
It's a pleasure, first of all, that God has allowed me 81 years to be able to experience little things with my children, their children, and their children's children. So never in a million years would I have thought I'd live to be 81 and doing what I am doing. And even in the sight, the loss of a hubby recently. Mm-hmm. But God is good. So life goes on, and all you can do is honor God by continuing to live and do what he wants you to do. And that's what I stand on. Mm-hmm. And I know I don't do on my power. I don't do because I'm so good at it. I do because he gives me the strength and the mind to do it. And with the weightlifting, I just enjoy doing it. There are things that I know I need to get better at, but in the meantime, I'm learning also that I'm giving encouragement to other people. And so you're never too old to pick up a barbell. You're never too old to pick up that jump rope a little bit, you know. And also remember, when you start doing whatever, it doesn't take a lot. You can pick up 5 pounds and be consistent at it and still build muscle.
Really?
Please, anybody that's thinking about doing it,
Because you know, it just wasn't the weightlifting. But the challenge and the mindset that you had to go, that you were going into a field, number one, that was at one time just masculine, just males.
Right.
And then white males. And then now you've got white females there. I was surprised to see as many of them. And I mean, they were stocky. They were really built up. And I said, wow. So what was it that allowed you all to accept those challenges, accept those differences? Yeah, Mary hurt. Mary hurt, she said, celebrate your win at any age.
Because the reason is because the gym we went to, we saw other people of color doing it. Because the owner of the gym is black. Okay, so we knew that we could go in there and do that. And then the more meets we went to, we saw more of us. And we talked to more of us. And we encouraged more of us to enter into this.
Wow.
So there's a couple of meets we go to that we've gone to that was 90% black. And then there's others we go to, you see like a sprinkling.
Then there's an all-women's meet
we go to, and there's all different shades of the color at that one.
Wow. You know, I just love that when you can, what does it say, passion over prejudices, passion over any obstacle, because you choose, you bring your environment with you. You bring your own belief system in you. To me, that's standing in your authority. That's standing in your power, your God-given power, and saying, hey, wherever I stand is where I'm supposed to be. And as a result, I took some pictures with some of the others, and they embraced us all, you know. We always know to have that kind, but I just think it is so awesome that not only mind over metal, but mind over matters. Other matters created a situation for your mind to be laser focused on what you want to achieve. And you get it. I thought about it. You know, it took me a long time. Oh, wait, just Rhonda. Oh, Lord, help me. Well, let's go, Rhonda. You about to do it. Let's do it. Go, Rhonda. Anyway, now you're pulling this up. Help. There you go again. She's lifting up. Go. Oh, my gosh. I want to thank Sharon for that. I couldn't do all of that. He's in the other room working it out. I got to even work with this, too. All right, Tamara Ladeau, she said, yeah, Rhonda. Yeah, all right.
All right.
Oh, Rhonda, yeah. Okay, wonderful. Yes, indeed, wonderful. It is. I mean, it is wonderful. And, you know, just you all coming in, it gives me more to think about alternatives, even for myself, that because you wrote something in your bio and you were saying that, you know, you enjoy your life, you know, and you're going to do it until you stop enjoying it, you know? And then you go to the scripture and say, the joy of the Lord
is my strength.
So where you find your joy, God is there in the midst of it.
Yes, it is.
And to me, you know, that was another thing when I went and I was in the midst of all of these people. And I saw a couple of brothers that were sitting on the side, but they didn't get into the. I learned words, guys. I learned about squatting. That's lifting, squat, bending your knees. Then they got another one called the bench press. And then there's the deadlifting. My goodness. I tell you. And the language was there, and people were suiting up to apply for whatever they were doing. And it was one guy who was attempted to lift 1,000 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And I said, but I learned later about the rules. And the rule is that you got to lift whatever you say you're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
You can't change
yeah.
the rule in the middle.
Definitely.
And I thought about it. I said, now, if he had said maybe 900 pounds, he'd have done that.
Right.
And then he could, and then he had the opportunity to raise it up.
Uh-huh.
But at least he matched his word. He said, and you can't change your word. Now, that is something, I look at that too, and say, my word is bound. You say it, that's it. Now, you're
yeah.
just going to have 3 times to do to keep your word, right? But that was the word for him. He didn't make it. Whatever. That guy was so big. And what?
Uh-huh.
And these things they put in your mouth. I see that when you're doing contact sports. But what's the significance of having this in your mouth and you just lifting up weights? What is that about?
So he won't choke. He won't bite his tongue.
You know,
because that's a lot of weight.
That's a lot of weight. When you're lifting, even when I'm lifting, you know, perhaps you have to take deep breaths. But think about it. When you're doing anything that's strenuous, what do you usually do? You usually, your mouth usually kind of goes with the sport when you think about it. Even when I bowl, I find myself sometimes grit my teeth. You know, so when you're weightlifting, you're grunting. You know, think about it. You're grunting. So when you're grunting, you're how do I explain it? You're holding your breath, and so you got your teeth, you got your tongue in there, and so one is gonna with that much weight, you trying to get leverage, so to speak, if I'm making sense.
Mm-hmm.
So
leverage some strength.
So more than just what they see is at work, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So you got all this stuff working. You got your knees. You got your arms. You know, got your mind. All of this is working. You know.
Woo! Stars in heaven, I tell you.
And so that's one reason why that much weight. I would imagine there, you know.
Wow, yeah, because he had this yellow, I see football players,
yeah.
I see soccer players, but that's contact sport, but I didn't understand what that was about. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
is amazing. That is amazing. That is amazing.
But I have to tell on Reverend Joy, and like she said, she was so amazed. She came in looking and she could barely talk to me because she says, "Oh my God, what is? Oh look at the, what is she doing? Oh my God, are you gonna do this?" But it, you know, just like a kid in a candy store, you know, what do I get first? Or and I have to say thank to her husband for getting those shots that we are looking at of Rhonda and myself. I think he was just as excited to be doing this. I looked up and he's putting a microphone in my face and he's asking me a question and I'm looking at him like, what?
Yeah, you know, well, one of the things that I when I walked in the door, it was another energy level in the room.
Yeah.
It's an energy. I said, oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
something going
yeah.
on in here, you know. And
yeah.
And so I'm from the South, and I still have certain feelings when I'm looking with all the Caucasians.
Yeah.
I still,
yeah.
I, it kind of that. I feel, yeah. ooh, what is this? Yeah. What am I looking at? What am I feeling, you know?
Right.
You know, I don't want to be uncomfortable because I can feel
yeah.
that too. But it was a different kind of energy,
yeah.
and sometimes I can't identify it, but I know I was in a different vibration, another energy, and then eventually during the tournament, I recognized the fact that that is another world.
Yes, it is.
It's another world.
I'll also, too, the color really isn't an issue. It's the camaraderie and everybody cheering on everybody.
Yeah.
And even if I'm against you in the same category, I can cheer you on, you can cheer me on, and we can high five in front of everybody. It ain't no big deal.
And another thing I realized, the danger that went into it, because there was support around the person the whole while, regardless of how little weight you lifted or how much it was. And when I saw all these big men, when that guy was about to do 1,000 pounds, and they had about 4 guys on the left side and 4 guys on the right side, I said, oh, my God, this is what I don't see on TV. And I mean, and they were in position. They were squatting in position, ready that if he wasn't able to do what he did, that they wouldn't bring that thousand pound down on him. But I noticed, I said, oh, my God. It was amazing. It was amazing to me. And I thought about it. I said, if more of us would see kind of collaborations and workings of support for each other, we realize that in life, things that we are called to do, we all should have some type of mentor or somebody with us in all matters. Like you say, you and you are able to talk, because sometimes the weight is emotional weight, sometimes it's because of tension, whatever. But we have to have somebody. You can say, what you got here, Lou? They just come again. Oh, this is a big fan. Whoa.
Come on, Lou.
See that man on the side, even though there was a little weight there.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what that man was saying. I had to listen so many times. I said, what is he yelling? but eventually I heard him say, touch, right? Touch. And what happens when he says that?
No, he was probably saying press. You have to listen to commands. Once you pull the weight up off of you, Once the gentleman that was standing behind me, he gave me the weight, and I have to put it all the way down to my chest, and it has to stay there for a second. Then the referee, what do you call him?
Judge.
He'll say press, and when he says press, that means you bring it up off of your chest, and you hold it for a second. That second, and you can't bring it up and put it on the rack. You have to wait for him to say rack. When he says rack, then you put it in back of you.
Oh, I didn't understand any of that.
That's what he was saying. So it's press and rack.
Press.
That's how you get 3 white lights.
Uh-huh.
White lights. Yeah. And trust me, they judge you on what you, if you're listening. Rhonda can tell you about that. year before that. Anyway.
We're going to ask our audience to don't stray, don't go away, because we're going to do our last commercial before we end our show today. And I tell you, don't stray, because I want to hear more about what these ladies are doing at the tournaments and the training. Because you all told me you have to, just for that one tournament, that it took you several weeks to prepare. So,
And actually, we were kind of short on our preparation. We should have started at least 2 weeks before, but we decided at the last minute to do that particular meet. But it's important to start training like at least 8 to 10 weeks before you go out.
Really, really, really. Okay, well, hold those thoughts. We'll be right back. And this is our last sponsor and commercials for the day. And I just want you to just hang on in here. And those of you who are on the blog talk, just press 1 if you want to go to YouTube or Facebook and see these young ladies here, you can do that too. But we'll be right back in about 3 more minutes, okay? So don't go away.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago for your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars, available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
All right, as we are continuing on, we're just going to go into our second half. We're coming into the end of it right now and talking to our guest here. I'd like to say Reverend Arnold, this is Sister Arnold and Sister Rhonda Glover. Yeah, Danny Glover. I was trying to think of this. Danny Glover. You're related to Danny Glover?
Oh, but they finally pronounced the last name right when he came on the scene. Before then, everybody used to get Glover pronounced wrong.
What were they saying?
Everything else but Glover.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
I'm not going to touch that. But okay, well, now we're into our last end of it. And, ladies, I am just so honored to have you here today. you have no idea of how much I appreciate you, you know. What difference has this weightlifting done for your life? How did you get into it? I know that your husband, Lou, was in some way instrumental in influencing you to that. Am I wrong on that or what?
He was sort of, when I told him, he said, yeah, right, Lou. And then he saw that, you know, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I was really faithful going to the gym. And finally he says, Lou, you're really serious about this, huh? I said, yeah, I'm serious about it. And you know what? I'm enjoying it.
Oh.
And now this was before the owner, who was our trainer, came before us with telling us that there was going to be, they call it a meet. And I said, what? A tournament, but it's called a meet, Lou. And I said, okay. And I'm looking at Rhonda, and I'm saying, what is he talking about? And he says, I want you all to compete. Compete where? Why? What? Anyway.
I'm having fun already. Why? What is this about, you know?
Yeah, what is this about? And he says, you know, you are strong. Rhonda's strong. You all can do this, you know. Make a long story short, it's like, okay, we're going to do this. And so naturally he had us in training. And trust me, the day that we did it, I don't know about Rhonda, but the first day I did it, I remember my husband says, okay, how much are we going to weigh? Well, at the time, I started off with, 113 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Well, something light for me. Was heavy, you know, but now it's like that amount of weight. When I'm in training, I can lift like 10 times, 112 pounds. But at that time, you know, it was, you're looking at me like, yeah, right. But it's lightweight for me now, whereas it was heavy then. Anyway, the day of is like, I don't know, like I said, I don't know about Rhonda, but
112 pounds is light.
My stomach was in such a butterflies and everything was going through my mind. And then I thought to myself, okay, I'm enjoying doing this. Whether I win, I'm not trying to win anything. I'm just trying to see if I can get out there and showcase and do something, you know. So after the first event, you know, even after that first time, even now when I get ready to do it,
mm-hmm.
I still am nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Still, because it's not that I'm so sure of myself. It's like anything could go wrong, you know. Mm-hmm. I didn't listen to the judge, anything. So there's always that nervousness, and so. Yeah, my husband was instrumental, and he encouraged me in his own way. And he encouraged me by making certain that he came, as well as my children.
Mm-hmm.
My children were very supportive when it comes. And I appreciate that. So what I've actually gained from that is, more assurance in who I am as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Not as I was coming up, I always felt like people were down me. I never do enough. It's just gotten older, mm-hmm. and this weightlifting, it's given me a certain amount of, what's the word that I'm
confidence?
In myself in doing certain things.
It's empowering too, Lou.
It is.
It's very empowering.
Yeah.
Oh boy, here we go again.
What?
What's this, Lou?
What?
What?
And like you say, they always
Wow. I love the camaraderie, the way it's all supporting. Yeah. Oh. Look at me.
That was the last week that we just had last week.
Yeah, that was last week, right? Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's Naima says impressive. I think I'll start waiting.
Start with what you can do. You can't look at everybody else and go, I'm gonna do what they do. No, you start at the level that you can do. If you can only do the bar, then just do the bar. If you can't do that bar, go get you 2 dumbbells. Start at the level you can start at.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think sometimes I go beyond, and that's why I don't last long. I get discouraged going for too much. That's great. Yeah.
But for me, when I started at a time when I laid off from work. I did not like exercise, and you couldn't pay me to go to nobody's gym. If you would have gave me a membership back then, I would have just wasted your money because I wouldn't have stepped foot in that gym. No days. Doing nothing. Then one day I took my mother because my mother was sick, and we walked up the street because it was in the neighborhood, and we looked, and it wasn't even open yet. But we went in and we knocked on the door. We went in there. We looked around. He talked to us. And I joined. And then he started talking to me. I started looking at the other people in there doing their thing. I said, well, maybe I can do that. I'm looking. And then finally the owner of the gym said, okay, you can do that. Come on, let me find you a workout partner. And you're going to get over here and you're going to do this.
A workout partner, that's what it is. Your workout partners, right. Well,
and that's what we did at that gym. He teamed up everybody with a workout partner. Just about 90% of us had workout partners for accountability and to make sure we kept coming.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yes, you on it set now. Here you go. Oh, you gripped it. Oh, Lord. Wow. Oh, wow, Rhonda. I see what you're talking about. Oh, I see it. All in your face. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How much weight was that, Rhonda?
That was a squat. That was probably 130, 135.
Wow, yeah, I could see why you were attempting to stabilize, and the guy was right there.
And you know, I always take a step back when I do a squat, so once I get the weight on my back, I take a step with one foot, then the other foot, step back, and then go down.
Oh, everybody has their own style.
No, right, everybody don't take a step. Some people do, some people don't, but I always take a step.
So that's something you develop, because Lou was telling me about it. You develop your style in time.
Yeah, you do.
You could have played that one back again, because you look like you was into that. I said, oh.
Well, we had a motto at the gym we went to. Form is everything. Make sure you get the form, and then worry about how much weight it is. He would tell us at the gym, the owner would tell us in a minute, just lift it. Forget about how much weight is on there. Just lift it.
Now,
when you got through lifting it, he'll tell you how much it was.
Well, tell me, are you all still at that gym, and is that trainer still there?
No, that gym, he retired and closed it. Then somebody else took it over, and that particular owner was good, too. But he's on the other owner. He's on right now, too, Mario.
Oh, Mario. Oh, where's Mario? Oh, Mario is on. Okay, well, and where's that gym located?
It was, but that one's closed too. So, yeah.
So where are you all training now?
CFX in Olympia Fields.
Olympia Fields. I'm trying to figure out where in Chicago. I'll have to look around.
It's 30 miles south of Chicago.
Okay. Well, is this sports pretty expensive?
Well, it can be if you want to. If you do like what we saw at the meet Saturday with all those suits, them extra suits they put on, all them extra wraps, and the smell stuff that they were using, it can be.
Oh, that's right, the smell stuff. Okay.
So, and the different shoes that they wear.
Oh. Okay.
But just like any event that you participate, there is a entry fee. So if you're going to be about doing 3 or 4 tournaments a year, you know, and then depending if they're out of town, it can become expensive. You know, it's just like I bowl. So me bowling, paying for a room, paying for the entry fee, paying to eat, you know. So yeah, it can be expensive. Then you like, and you want to
right.
do it.
The cost isn't an issue.
The money's not an issue.
I know that.
And one year I did the nationals and I qualified. I came in third place. Then me and Miss Lou went to the world. And she cheered me on. She was my backup coach. She cheered me on at the world, and that was in Orlando, Florida. So there goes some expense right there.
Right.
You know, I think I remember Lou to you telling me about you had to go support your partner. Your
yeah,
yeah.
Right.
I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. I still wanted to do it, but my money was funny, and she finally figured that out. I didn't have to say it, but I did. Ended up, she found that out, so we ended up making it work.
That's what partners do. That's what partners
yeah.
do.
And we made it work, and we had fun.
That, you know, that's something you said, and I think, well, Lou doesn't say it as much as you do. But you do have fun, and if there's no joy in it, then what's the purpose of it? You know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you have it. But as far as your body, your health, do you feel it has really benefited you, even an emotional level?
Oh,
I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go again. Here you go again. Oh my God.
Definitely. You learn how to eat right, learn how to take care of your body better. I've learned how to take care of my body better.
They go Lou again.
You know what? I must say that was a bad lift, but anyway, don't shut up. That was a bad lift, but anyway. I've learned how to take better care of my body, and I've learned how to do some things that I wasn't doing before. I thought I was doing, but I wasn't. So, you know, it's really helped me maintain that. And I know people say I'm small, but, you know, even small people can be overweight.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I've learned how to cut back on my sweets and how to eat healthy stuff. So, yeah, it's made a difference in the way, you know, I am living. It's made a difference in the way I eat. And it's made quite a difference for me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just glad that's something that and somebody says to me, oh, how long are you going to do it? As long as God keeps giving me the strength in my body to do this.
Well, I see Zelda Robinson, she's saying, hey, she's one of our hosts here on Female Solutions. She says, actually, she's extending her hand out to Naima, saying, we can work out together, Naima. So they got some partnership coming up here now.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
And, you know, that's so important in how you inspire the listeners, inspiring other people who are watching you, all different ages here, you know, how to pursue their interests and dreams.
regardless of social norms or personal values, regardless of who says what, you set the bars of your life standards for yourself, you know, and trust that. And what is your word to the younger people about this weight lifting and challenges? What would be your advice and your word to them?
Wanda. You can do whatever you set your mind out to do. If the age is just a number on a piece of paper, cover up that number and keep it moving. If that's what you want to do, then go do it. Figure out the steps to do it and do them in order.
What's happening here, girl? Woo, that's a squat. Oh, gee. Now, you're not sitting on anything. You're on your knees. I mean, you're actually.
That's your legs bringing you down into your squat position because you have to go low like you're sitting on a toilet.
Oh, you got to go that low.
And then you wait, and then you bring it up, and then you wait at the top, and then you rack it, put it back on the bar.
Okay, let's watch this again. So you're getting your knees together, and are you
counting? I can step back.
You counting?
Take my step back. I'll take my step back. And then come down.
She's waiting for that command. She can't do anything till she's, if you notice, she's looking at him, at the judge.
Oh, I got it.
I'm letting him know I'm ready when I've got the weight. And then he says, okay, go. Then I bring it down.
So you're looking at you're watching him. That's some tension there.
Yeah.
How many
then I take my step back. Then I take my step back and I come down. Then when I bring it up, I bring it and rack it after he tells me to rack it.
Oh, he tells you. Okay, rack it. Oh, my gosh. I was missing all that.
You have to listen for the commands. That's how you get your white lights or your red lights. You have to get at least two white lights. You want all three of them to be white lights.
Wow. Well, I tell you what. I've enjoyed you all today, and something different we've got on it. We want to thank our listeners on the Block Talk as well as here. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Facebook and YouTube. Another round of applause for some ladies here. And remember, you know, age has nothing to do. If you are determined, you know, you can get wins regardless. These ladies have been empowered with this, and now you all are role models. Oh, Sharon, we want to thank you for putting the video together for us today. Appreciate that very, very much. We had to tell him to back off, otherwise it'd been disqualifying, but so we want to thank him for that.
He was excited, too.
Yeah. And also, our reputations follow us to the meet. They hear about us, and then when we get to the meet, everyone wants to know, who is Miss Lucretia? Who is Miss Rhonda? When we get there, then they see us. They're like, oh, okay, can we take pictures with y'all?
Oh, well, hey, now you're part of the Female Solution here in the Block Talk Radio. So we want to thank you again. Sharon, did you have any other words as we start closing out?
Well, I'm working on finishing the video, editing all that we do. So I'll send it to you.
Oh,
that'll be so nice. Yeah. We want to thank our CEOs. Naima Latif.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you
please make sure you tune into the Female Solution every day, same station, same place, 7 to 9 in the morning.
You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts,
I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyabai. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jerez. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you. Yeah. So what I'm going to do now,